Next is a progress note on Dorothy Critlow. Last name Critlow, Dorothy, Dorothy. Place is courtyard of Swords Creek. Date was in 2022. The paragraph, Critlow was seen regarding hypertension, history of stroke, history of GI bleeding, and osteoarthritis. The paragraph history. Mrs. Critlow has osteoarthritis of the knees and shoulders and has decreased right shoulder range of motion, period. She denies an injury and feels that she is likely sore over years of playing golf, which she played quite a bit of in the past, period. She last golfed probably about 10 years ago when she was 85, period. She's had a stroke in the past, and that mainly affected the tongue and speech, but for the most part, that's improved, period. She's quite coherent and oriented, period. She has some hearing impairment, period. However, she could communicate without severe difficulty, period. She had GI bleeding and an ulcer in the past. And occasionally, she rarely gets a bit of blood in the stool, period. It's not frequent and not recent, period. She is on protonics, 40 milligrams daily, period. Her hypertension is currently stable, and she denies any headaches or cardiac symptoms, period. In paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no major complaints, ENT, decreased hearing, no sore throat or hoarseness, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough or sputum, cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or diarrhea appeared. GU, she has some frequency, but no dysuria. New paragraph. Passive is positive for osteoarthritis, stroke, hearing impairment, glaucoma, renal problems, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, urinary incontinence, gastroesophageal reflux disease, GI bleed, and peptic ulcer. Comparing a family history, father died and he had a stroke and had alcoholism, period. Her mother died in her 70s with a stroke, period. She has a son that's deceased at 63 of a heart attack and he had hypertension. She has a daughter with hypothyroidism. And one that died at 53 of a massive stroke and had rheumatoid arthritis. New paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed at all. Temperature 97.4, pulse 64. Respite rate 16. O2 saturation 96%. Head and neck. Pupils are going to react to the light. Eyelids and conjunctiva are normal. Extraocular with. In fact, all mucosa are normal, ears normal, necks up with no mass or nodes, lungs clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular normal heart sounds, no extra sounds or murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. Musculoskeletal, she has a bit of decreased right shoulder range of motion, period. Neurologic. Neurologic cranial nerves are grossly normal and sensation is intact. New paragraph, mental status. She is completely oriented at time, place, and person, period. She could tell me the date, day, year, month, and season, and she also could tell me the place, city, state, county, and floor, period. Affect is normal, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One. The Critlow has hypertension, currently controlled with lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide, 20-12.51 daily. Nifedipine R 60 milligrams daily, period. 2, she has history of stroke and has an aspirin 25 milligrams daily. She appears to have recovered from that. 3, she's had previous GI bleeding but is tolerating aspirin, period. 4, she has glaucoma. I'll continue Xalatin 0.005%, one drop in the right eye daily, plus Tylenol 0.5%, one drop in the right eye BID. 4, she's hypolipidemia. I'll continue atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. 5, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease and previous ulcers, and I will continue protonics 40 milligrams daily, period. Overall, we'll continue in the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation.